Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
Only We Matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. So we're talking about marriages, but what happens in a dating relationship?
It's a very good question.
So what does that look like? So, you know, I was talking to a guy just the other day, and he's you know, mid-40s, and he's like, yeah, I got married just a little while ago, and, you know, have a kid or two, and, oh, by the way, just FYI, I hate the word kid, but that's what he used, you know, because kid is like a goat,
a baby
goat,
yeah.
A baby goat, right? So, so he had a child or two, and, he's like, yeah, I got married late in life, because I'm looking at him. I'm like, honey, you ain't 20. And he's like, yeah. No problem. He goes, I get it. But he goes, I was on the dating scene for a long time, and then I was single for 6 years before I met my wife. And I was like, oh, okay, so tell me about your dating life. And he goes, it was horrendous. Horrendous. And I said, well, that's fascinating. Tell me, what is horrendous about dating? And he's like, the women just want money. Huh. They're not in it for the relationship. They want to be taken care of. And I was like, wow, that is so stereotypical of what a man would say. And yet, I want to know, like, how true is that? I don't think that's a blanket statement, but that was definitely his experience. And I said, well, so when you were dating and meeting at, you know, wherever, rock climbing, or they met at the bar or wherever, I said, so is the expectation that the woman is going to be bought her drink or bought her coffee, or, like, is that the expectation? And he goes, you know, it's interesting. It was like 70-30 was the expectation that they would be bought a drink or coffee, or the date was on the guy.
How old is this guy again?
So I'm kind of curious about, he's mid-40s now, but when he was doing that, it was like, he was about 30-ish. Okay. So that's like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So 15.
So if it was already 70-30 then, you can bet that it's a lot less now. I mean, I dated in a time, in a culture that's far more conservative, and so probably reflects that more 20 years ago type of mentality. But when I see people date today, it looks more equal, you know, especially when you think of, like, online dating, and you're going to meet up somewhere and do something, you know, who pays in the end is a big question. And I think when you, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% that I could even speak for my entire generation or younger now, because part of what I do is work with youth and get to see them date. But I think it's a little more equal from what I understand when I hear couples talking about what they're doing, who's going out, who's paying for what. Sometimes it's just whoever has the job at that time, that's the one that's paying.
Yeah, I think so. And that just raises the whole question of dating is so different. So for my generation, we never did online dating.
Yeah.
And so the expectation was, for my generation, you know, of course, I'm speaking generally. There's always going to be little pockets of differences. But generally speaking, the expectation was that the girl was paid for, that your coffee or your meal or whatever, your date was paid for. That was it. And so it was such a risk for a guy, because what if you show up and you don't like him? But now, oh, yeah, you show up, you don't like them, and then you have to pay for them. Like, that sucks. But now, like, it's online dating. So do you online say, okay, let's meet at this coffee shop because that's a safe place to meet?
Yeah. At lunchtime,
first of
right
all.
Right after lunchtime or something.
Yeah, so there's lots of people around. That's really cute. Right after lunch. Let's meet at 1:15.
And then there's no expectation in the evening, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's like, let's do the day thing. Let's meet where, you know, and then that just raises the whole issue of safety in dating now, you know?
I absolutely.
Mean, That's a whole different topic we can cover in like
What
another
I think
podcast.
is interesting, so there was a news article that I just read the title of. I didn't read the news article because I didn't want to, but that's also my generation. It said this, it said, how to date without an app in 2018.
I think I saw that headline. I didn't read it
Yeah,
either.
exactly.
We're
There you go.
on
Maybe it's not generational, just our general laziness. But what I think is interesting is there's been this massive thrust towards online dating. And I think there's a at least a pocket of people who are a bit tired of it. And you have all these success stories that are ads on TV or online, and but there's many people who are not satisfied and just crave that face-to-face interaction, that face-to-face meeting. But meeting at a social event where you just connect eyes and you go and talk to one another. There's really something about that that is in our chemistry, I think, that gets missing in online dating. I think people are starting to realize that more.
Well, and then that brings up the whole conversation about authenticity.
Right. There's really something about that is in our chemistry, I think, that gets missing in online dating. I think people are starting to realize that more. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.